Genetically engineered corn and soybeans have been around since the 90s. You've probably heard them referred to as GMOs. The crops can withstand chemical pesticides, which can make life less challenging for farmers battling weeds. Detractors say the rise of genetically engineered crops give too much power to giant corporations and can contribute to an over-reliance on chemicals. And GMO rhymes with no, which makes campaigning against them pretty easy. Now there is new genetic technology that scientists want to apply to food. They've created mushrooms that don't brown and pigs that are resistant to a deadly disease. It's called, bear with me here, clustered regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats, or CRISPR for short. I called Allison Van Inenum, an animal genetics professor at University of California, Davis, to ask how exactly it works. She says it's a technique that can deactivate a gene.
It's editing. It's like going into a Word document and basically it, replacing one letter, maybe that's, you know, instead of wind, you want it to say wine.
Although CRISPR technology hasn't made it to the market yet, dozens of crops and livestock developed with CRISPR are moving closer. Here in the U.S., it will be up to the Food and Drug Administration to decide which new products are safe. Bill Even, CEO of the U.S. Pork Board, says the food industry missed a crucial element when sending out the earlier wave of genetically engineered food into the market.
There was never really any conversation with consumers around, well, what is this and what did it mean? And, you know, fast forward now, today, there's a lot of debate around GMOs and food. The public rightly has, you know, they're interested in knowing what's in their food.
That's why a group of heavyweights in the food industry have joined forces to form the Coalition for Responsible Gene Editing in Agriculture. It's funded by members like the Pork Board, Monsanto, Syngenta, and Bayer. Charlie Arnott leads the group. He says people often don't trust big companies and, by way of association, don't trust GMOs. The coalition wants to change that for food developed through CRISPR.
Those involved in technology have to be willing to be much more transparent.
Arnott has three key strategies to get consumers on board. Number one, it's not a secret.
And much more engaged in a public conversation and dialogue in order to answer those questions, address the skepticism, and ultimately result in earning consumer trust in what they're doing in gene editing.
The coalition has members sponsoring and attending events like the conference CRISPRCon, yes, that's a thing, to engage in public discussions about the technology and talk about potential benefits related to animal welfare and the environment. They hope to build trust, which is number two.
If people trust you, science doesn't matter. And if people don't trust you, science doesn't matter. It only matters after you cross that trust threshold. So you really have to engage in that values-based dialogue to build trust, and then you're given permission to introduce the science.
And that's the third strategy. These companies want consumers to know CRISPR is different from other forms of genetic engineering. CRISPR changes the way genes are expressed. It doesn't add genetic material from another species.
That's going to be the path that will ultimately lead to greater trust. If we shortcut that path, we run the risk of having this potentially significantly beneficial technology not be accepted.
So there's the sales pitch. Do you buy it? Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.